from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
This is where we want to be, at the Omni, downtown Nashville, downtown 615, 3 hours of real estate to occupy. Love it. Love being here. Breakfast bar, if you're in the area, you're welcome always to come on by. If you go in the lobby and you veer to the right, that's where we are. Just keep going until you run out of space. That's where we are, in the back right corner of the Omni Nashville Hotel, in the restaurant called Kitchen Notes. And the breakfast bar, probably about an hour from now, will open up. And it is absolutely delicious. Number or fax line you can use at any point, 615-844-5600. Fax line? Text line. Yeah, text line. It felt right when I said, does anybody fax anymore? I have one at home. Yeah, I have one at home. Yeah, the text line. Can you fax that number? Somebody try it. See what happens. I don't know. Maybe it is a fax line, but it is a call-in / text line. 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill Is King, and you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Here's the guest and coach, Pete Cordelli, who lives here now. Lives in the 615. He will be with us. If you are a long timer with the show, you remember Coach Pete. He's been with us many, many times. Kind of lost touch with him. And I've changed my number so many times, he probably lost my phone number. But he, you know how Pete got hold of me, Adam? The text line. No, he was listening, and he texted me on the text line. That's how we got reacquainted. Because my number used to be an Atlanta number. I used to have 404 numbers. And anyways, Coach Pete Cordelli here in about 10 minutes. Top of hour two, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Now, I don't know what she's doing, but she sent me a message the other day that she's in New Orleans. Ole Miss Evie's always on the move, man. Yeah, Ole Miss Evie with us. Kevin Hagan, we taped that. I'm going to tell you. You know how they always fake it on radio shows like it's live? And they don't want you to think it's taped. I tape Kevin Hagan on Thursdays. You know what's interesting about that? If you're not in this business, you can't really tell. I can always tell if I'm listening to a show and they try and fake like it's just rolling right in naturally. I can always tell. Can you, Adam? I can always tell. Most people can't. That's why they do that. I don't know. Why does it matter? unless it's dated and it's not appropriate for the moment, meaning there's more news, who cares? Anyways, Kevin Hagan with us in hour two. And then Brett Powers, all the gambling, all the wagering. Oh, dudes, college baseball regionals get started today across, well, mainly in the Southeast. It's almost all in the Southeast. You have Palo Alto and you have Stillwater. You have Vietnam. Do you consider Vietnam the Southeast or the Midwest? I don't know. But it's almost all here and in the Southeast. And I cannot wait. Starts this morning. And I am very excited about that. Okay. Let's get to it. Let's go ahead and get right to it. Predictably, they have come up with in the Southeastern Conference, a stopgap solution for the schedule. Just ice water? Yeah, some ice. Thank you. Appreciate that, sir. Appreciate that. A stopgap in the schedule, at least temporary, which was predictable, not acting like this is some big surprise at all. The conclusion that they came up with on Thursday from the sugary, sandy, Emerald Coast beaches was as follows. An eight-game schedule. Now, it won't be the same as the current eight-game schedule that we'll finish up with this season. The season of 23, it won't be that schedule. It'll be a 1-7 format. Now, that is just for a year. They're going to expand to 9. I don't know if they're saying it specifically, but they're going to go to 9. And they did say for that 1 year, which will be 2024, when the new teams come to the Southeastern Conference, Texas and OU, they will try and preserve the rivalries that could get aced out if you don't watch out. Now, you already know Georgia, Florida, there's no threat there. Auburn, Alabama, there's no threat there. But Georgia, Auburn, Tennessee, Alabama, there is a threat there because those are the number two games in those rivalries. But they say they're going to try their best to preserve those in the one-year stopgap schedule. Now, we do not have a schedule out. That is reserved for June 14th. Apparently on the SEC Network, they're going to have a special. Folks, I'm talking about special. Schedule release show here in just a couple of weeks on the SEC Network. Then you will get the 2024 1 year. We're playing eight games except a different format. They will release that then. Now, let me reiterate. The media, for whatever reason, doesn't say this in their articles. If you read the national articles, Sports Illustrated, CBS, Yahoo, The Athletic, whatever else is out there, Fox, they don't say this, and I don't know why. Maybe their copy editor deletes it. Maybe they're just too woke and they don't understand. Let me promise you one thing, y'all. Let me peel back the onion for you. If they had a guarantee right now from ESPN that, yes, we will pay you more money for that additional game, there would be in place right now a 9-game schedule for 2024. This notion that it's not about the money is as big a bleeping lie as can be told. Now, they're going to go to 9 games eventually, period. But I can promise you, if there was additional money promised and negotiated in place, we would not be working and talking about a one-year, 1-7-4 Matt conduit to the future. We would not be talking about that as fact. Just keep in mind now, it is absolutely about the money. And they're getting a lot of money anyways. I understand that. But it's about the money. If they had that in place, there would not be a problem at all with getting this negotiated. They didn't have enough votes initially to expand to 9 games, at least this go-around. This is the second year down there in Sandestin that they've kind of tabled this whole thing. Now, I don't necessarily think we should call this tabling it, because they did have a conclusion. It just wasn't what the ultimate conclusion is going to be. But they did kind of kick the can down the road a little bit. And they didn't have enough. I think they had 4 to 5 votes for, let's go ahead and go to 9, but you need 8. Right now there are 14 teams, not including Texas and Oklahoma, 14 teams. So you need a simple majority. You need more than 7. You need 8. They didn't have that many to get to 9 games. But eventually they will. Yeah, eventually, and probably in 2025, it will be a 3-6 format. I'm guessing that's what's going to happen. So a lot of gamesmanship, I would say, right now going on, which is not unusual. Yeah, gamesmanship is part of the game. It's part of the overall big picture, and eventually it'll get done. Joel down on the Emerald Coast, using the text line that I called a fax line earlier. Somebody try and fax that thing, see what happens. Bill, hope you're not printing these texts on a dot matrix. No, I'm doing it on a Betamax. Anybody go back to the Betamax? Craig in North Augusta, South Carolina. Bill, stoked for the baseball getting started today. Blank slate now. Let's go, Yard Cox. Now, in your region, in the Columbia, South Carolina region, Johnny Vegas says, watch out for Campbell. They've been ranked where? Top 10, top 15 some this year. He says, watch the bleep out for Campbell. Right there. Upset possibility. You don't play him today. Coach Pete Cordelli when we come back from the Omni. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As traffic starts to pick up through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Nashville on 40 going westbound. Just watch for some radar in Wilson's and also in Smith County this morning. Still looks good. Ellington Parkway coming inbound down from the top to the bottom. Still holding up on Vietnam Vets as you make your way through Hendersonville. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals, and I'm sure you do, check with NashPainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find. I like this flavored gin, but want something new? You'll love this one.
Wow!
Oh, you're good. Find what you love, love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show.
Pleased to be joined by Coach Philip Fulmer.
The Hall of Famer. You know, he's in Nashville quite
a
bit.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
I'm in Nashville a lot. I don't know all this basketball talk. Who are these people you're talking to? Coach K and Patino. I'm just great times again on Rocky Top. You put the letters up on top of the stadium. It's just it's fantastic.
Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio. Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Many of you, I'm sure, will remember Coach Pete Cordelli. He's been on my show many times throughout history, and it's good to have him back. I didn't know. He lives here. I did not know that. He contacted me just the other day, and it's always good to hear from my friend Coach Pete Cordelli. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be with you, man. Brings back some great memories.
Oh, man. Question number one. When's the last time you spoke with Lou Holtz?
About 6 months ago.
Oh.
Right after Miss Holtz passed away.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. You know, Miss Beth was fighting cancer for quite a while, and what a great lady. What a great lady. And it was right after her passing that I talked to him.
Because I've told the audience some of your stories, and as much as you guys won and you were with them at Arkansas and Minnesota and Notre Dame, you didn't like him much. I mean, you've made that pretty obvious, but as time has grown, is that patched up a little bit?
Yes. Yeah. You know, there's always certain things when you work with somebody 7 days a week, 400 days out of the year.
Yeah.
You know how that goes, Billy. You know, in coaching, we used to have a saying, it's 30 hours a day, 8 days a week. So you're with those guys a long time, brother. And it's not always the smoothest road. But at the end of the day, he's the boss. You walk out of there and say, yes, sir.
Well, not only that, Pete, but he's a very winning boss, right? Dude wins games. Did we lose him? Yeah, we lost Pete. All right, we'll get him back. Coach Pete Cordelli is a fantastic dude. Again, long-time friend, and we somehow got a disconnect there. We'll get him back here shortly. Ole Miss Evie, the Angelic Tones, top of hour two. Kevin Hagan, hour two. Brad Powers in our number three. That's the lay of the land today. Interesting story. I don't know if you folks know this. When Nick Saban got the Toledo job, yeah, back then, well before his famous all-time national championship list and all that, Pete Cordelli was also in the running for that job. Pete, are you back?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Bill.
The Toledo job back a couple of years ago that you were in the running for and Nick got, what do you remember about that?
The AD at Toledo at that time was a guy by the name of Al Bowl. And Toledo was rolling. Really good program. And it came down to Nick and I. And Nick got the job and did a tremendous job there. And
we lost Pete again. I don't know. I think somebody, there's some third party that does this to my show. There's somebody out there that's able to do this to the show. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But now I just, you can hear a little bit of a click and then it's gone. There's Pete. We'll get Pete back here short. Pete lives here, so if we have to next time, I'll just bring him in here. You know, we'll figure it out. All right, Pete, go ahead. You were telling us about
Al Bowl was the athletic director. Yeah. It came down to Nick and I. I was at Notre Dame at the time. Nick got the job, did a tremendous job there. Toledo had a strength coach, a guy by the name of Kenny Maney. And Nick took Kenny with him to Michigan State when he became.
We lost him. I think we had, who was, I think it was Gator Dave one time. Now everything's good with Gator Dave because we have him on Zoom. So we don't have to worry about it. And it sounds like he's in the room with me. But I think one time we gave him like 7 shots. This is number 3 or 4 with Pete. Pete Cordelli is going to tell. How many people have waited this long through a Toledo story? The Toledo story is good because it's about Nick Saban getting the job and Nick going on to do all the good things he has done. And I've got questions here on Twitter and also on the text line for Coach Pete Cordelli. And we will get him back here shortly. Pete, go ahead.
And then, Nick went from Toledo to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, there's something wrong with Pete's phone. Maybe. Anyways, I thought we were getting that done. Yeah, I thought we were getting that done. On Twitter and on the text line, Craig in North Augusta, Ghost Man on second keeps getting Pete. Yes, yeah, something's happening right there. Topwater Assassin checking in this morning. Says, Bill, at USC, the team chaplain was the only person on the staff who wasn't terrified of Holtz. Now, he's talking about at South Carolina. Yeah, Lou Holtz is a tough guy coach. Yeah, very tough guy coach. Also, the question from Topwater Assassin, Bill, wouldn't exciting out-of-conference games actually bring in more viewers than another in-conference game? Well, depends. But, yeah, you're talking about big-name brand on big-name brand. Would be interesting. I don't know that an SEC team would want to add more, which could be an additional loss. It might be. I mean, you don't know, but it might be. Here's the thing. When they add a 9th game, which they will add, and they get a deal with ESPN in addition to what they have right now, not only do you get the new TV money for the additional game, but you get the revenue every other year for a home game, which is eight figures. If you're Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, Florida, I'm leaving some teams out. But don't Auburn, those teams, right? That's an eight-figure day. I mean, that's real money. That's real countable money that you have your hands on. They're going to nine games, y'all. I mean, there is – you know how through the years I told you repeatedly, regardless of the extraneous noise, regardless of all of that, they're going to expand the playoffs. I told you that a million years ago. I don't care what they're saying about the ACC's not ready or the Big Ten's going to play hardball. They're all going to go together for the money and the loot, and they're going to the expanded playoffs. The SEC is absolutely going to nine games. There is not one question out of infinity about it. It's just lining up all the necessities, which would be the money. That's what this is all about. Now, they're not going to tell you that because there's some unwritten rule in society that says you can't say it's about the money. Whoever wrote that rule, I don't agree with you at all on it. It's about the money. That's what this is about. And they will get that right. Okay, they will absolutely get that right. Noah Kev, Bill, ask Pete to tell the story of Lou Holtz as the special teams coach under Woody Hayes and a kickoff return that Woody didn't want it kicked to. Yeah, I mean, we'll get – if I have to, I'll get Pete someday in studio. We'll get it. We'll get it right. But we could do a 2 to 3 hour show with him. Just telling coaching stories that are fantastic. Greg down in Florida. Bill, is it normal to have to set up for the text line? Tried to send a pic, and it wants me to provide a lot of info. I don't know if it's a picture line per se. I don't know that that's what that's for.
You have to create an account to text.
Oh, okay.
You have to create an account.
Okay. So if you want to text, you have to create an account. You can't just text on your phone and it go through. That's a little hoop we make you jump through. But that's nothing wrong with that. And nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah, sorry about that. And no big deal to Pete. It just couldn't keep him connected. For whatever reason, that did not work out. Baseball, I am so excited about the baseball today. And Johnny Vegas pointed something out to me that I didn't even know. You know how in college baseball you only get money lines, right? To bet, you only get money lines. On DraftKings, starting with the regionals, you get spreads. Now, again, I'm new to this whole world here. College baseball betting. Of course, there's some bad things that go on too there, but this whole world here, on these regional games, starting today across the Fruited Plain, not only do you get the money line, you get the run line, and you also can bet totals. Yes. You can also bet totals. I'll just give you an example. Clemson versus the school that I have a biochemistry degree from, Lipscomb. Clemson is favored by 3.5. That's the run line. Okay? They've got to win by 4 points or more. The over-under is 12. And the money line, if you want Clemson, for example, is minus 305. So that's just a random example. Let me pull up a couple of others. I'm looking through the whole list. LSU and Tulane. Now, this is a one-sided game. Tulane was something like 19-40, but won their league tournament. Yeah, 19-40. LSU minus 4.5. That's runs again. And obviously, it's baseball. Over and under is 13.5 in there. Let me check a couple of others. Florida and Florida A&M. Florida is minus 1,100. That means basically you got to bet $1 million to win a dime. It doesn't mean that, but it's that one-sided. In football, that would be 55-0 or something, right? That'd be the estimated score. The run line is Florida minus 5.5. Tennessee and Charlotte. Tony Vols later this afternoon. The Vols are a very bipolar team. Don't know what you literally with Tennessee baseball this year, day to day, you do not know what you're getting. It could be good, it could be bad. It's literally, I don't think there's a team in this entire tournament that has as much upside coupled with potential that much downside, okay, as Tennessee. Minus 2.5. And the over and under is 11.5. The overall number one seed is Wake, minus 5.5 over George Mason. And speaking of Craig in North Augusta, South Carolina plays Central Connecticut State, and that is a huge spread, too, minus 5.5. Auburn favored pretty big over Pennsylvania. Coastal, speaking of Tom in Myrtle Beach, Coastal Carolina minus 450, and so on and so forth. You can bet Iowa. You cannot bet Alabama. You still cannot bet Alabama, which is interesting. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America says, go Bisons. Yeah, the Lipscomb Bisons. That's where Perry went. That's how I got to know him. Back there in the early 80s. Yes. That's how I got to know Mr. Perry Mason on the campus there. Kevin in Muletown says, Bill, setting up an account takes mere seconds, meaning so you can text the show. Yeah, just do it fast. I know it can be a pain. I understand that, but just set up your account. You'll be fine. He said, also, you gave Coach Pete more chances than Saban gave Tony Mitchell. Jim and Jupiter, yes, you can send pictures. I just got your picture. It was the softball team there, the Florida State softball team, trying to win a natty this year with big, bad Oklahoma in everybody's way. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to build pretty good. 24 out through the Hickory Hollow area, coming out of Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. Plenty of radar out here up and down. 24 this morning. Give yourself extra travel time. Same thing with 24 coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County this morning, and lots up there. Traffic's on the increase, I-40, especially through the Mount Juliet area, headed towards Nashville, leaving Wilson County. Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted right, check with these guys at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts. From the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Music City will be rocking June 23rd through the 25th with a different sound, the sound of NASCAR.
Start your engine!
The Ally 400 is back at Nashville Super Speedway, and this year, it's a night race. NASCAR in Nashville. It's guitars and fast cars under the lights. Visit NashvilleSuperspeedway.com to get your tickets for the triple header weekend, including the Ally 400, Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Rackley Roofing 200 today.
It's a Bill King show.
Somebody asked me, this ascension of Tennessee football, is it sustainable? I think it is sustainable. They're recruiting ranking school. You can get A-plus personnel to Rocky Top, Tennessee. And the state is now way better than it ever was in its past, producing players.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The Bill King Show, broadcasting live on Sports Radio 93.1 WXKO ESPN Middle Georgia. Call or text the show now at 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
In Ramsey, New Jersey, Bill, UConn baseball. You remember now, UConn has been banned from the show. Football only, though. Everything else is okay. Football only is banned, canceled from this show. But everything else, fair game, just won a national championship in basketball. And baseball program, good season for them. They play Texas Tech. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey, wants to know what's the number. Connecticut is getting a point and a half. They're an underdog slightly here. And money line is plus 135. UConn and Texas Tech. UConn is the program where that big lefty pitcher, what was his name? It was Reggie something, committed to Tennessee, throws like 100, lefty pitcher, and the only way he wouldn't get to Tennessee is if he went in the first round of the draft, which he did, with Tony Vall sitting there on the set of the draft broadcast show. And he handled it well. He giggled about it, said I was going to throw my clipboard, which would have been very funny, because like him or don't like him, Tony Vall's is entertaining. He has lots of friends that love him and enjoy everything. And then he's got lots of people that don't like him because of his antics. I can promise you, Tony Vols don't care. Tony Vols does not care about pacifying the haters. That is not what he's about. Now, have you noticed, and maybe it's because the team wasn't nearly as good this year, but Tony Vols didn't really have any moments this year. Now, remember he got suspended over the Maui Ohuna thing. Yeah, they suspended him a couple of games for that, which is pretty customary. And early on, Griffin Merritt was suspended for something that happened the last game of his career at Cincinnati. He actually apparently publicly criticized the officials, the refs, the umps at the game or something. So he got penalized a couple of games for that. And then Frank Anderson, I believe, as well, right? Somewhere in there, I think he had to sit out. But yeah, it wasn't real explosive this year for Tony Vols like it was a year ago. And I don't know if it was just the personality of that team. Got to remember, that team a year ago had a ton of personalities on it. Very vocal. This team right now, nothing like that. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying personality-wise, not nearly the same. And the leader of that entire personality characteristic was Drew Gilbert. One of them, first-round draft pick, center fielder, Drew Gilbert. Now, they had others, but he was the guy that was the main culprit behind that. And I think he's also the main guy behind the, if you hit more than a single, the faceplant thing or whatever they do. They didn't do, not all of them did that this year, if you notice that as well. Hawkeye Jason. Is there enough time for Armageddon to go pick up Coach Pete and bring him to the Omni? Well, probably not. But Coach Pete lives in the Nashville area. Coach Pete probably lives about 15, 20 minutes from here. Maybe not even that far from the Omni where we're sitting. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I think I'm going to take Charlotte today. They sneak up on teams. It's not an easy win. Hope the Vols win by two. That will be interesting. Trey, as in Trey Dog. Trey was one of my first interns. And he spent many a day with us on the road traveling when we'd be taking the show out. And he said, always enjoy spending time with Coach Pete. Yeah, Coach Pete knows Trey from many, many travels where we would go. My best travel story, though, is back, I believe it was March of 92 when the SEC tournament was in Lexington. And Trey, who was a high school senior, went with us because we used to do the show from the SEC basketball tournament. We did it for years. Lexington, many, many years in Atlanta at the Georgia Dome at the time. And 1 year down in New Orleans. So many years we would take the show on the road for the SEC basketball tournament. And Chris Lowe, ESPN, and I would travel, and we'd be roommates on the road. And Trey stayed with us, my intern, and we got snowed in. It snowed basically during that tournament at least a foot, and they shut down the interstate. So when the tournament was over on Sunday, we could not go home. Trey was having such a good time. I think he lied to us. We stayed an extra day. I don't remember. But it was fun. It was fun. Anyways, we'll get the break. Ole Miss Evie from New Orleans. No, she doesn't live there, but Ole Miss Evie is in New Orleans at the Hotel Monteleone, where she's staying this morning. We'll check in top of the hour, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's pretty busy now, right on schedule. 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. You got all that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. Watch for some radar down I-40 this morning in parts of Dixon County as you get closer to Kingston Springs as well on the interstate through the Mount Juliet area. That's only building westbound I-40, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Nashville. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than your average pest control company. Check them out online today at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just because you can't see it or smell it, radon gas is everywhere. Caused by natural radioactive decay, it is the leading cause of lung cancer in women, children, and non-smoking men. And with Davidson County Homes testing higher than the national average, now is the time for radon testing. Radon Mitigation is Nashville's licensed and NRPP certified radon mitigation company who can test your home, install systems, and maintain continuous meters for daily readouts on their simple-to-use app. If you're buying or selling a home, save money on costly repairs and expensive inspections. Let Alex and his team at Radon Mitigation make your home a clean air home. Give them a call today at 931-47-RADON. That's 931-477-2366. Or online at ChooseRadon.com. That's ChooseRadon.com.
Hey, I'm Alex with Radon Mitigation, proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves on WNSR.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register, or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We've heard collaboration more than I think I've heard in my...
It is the word of the year for the Titans right now.
So is that your word, Rand, or was that already here and you've become groomed to the word collaboration?
I would say it's our word.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another collaborative phrase there. Thank you, man.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Miss Evie, top of the hour, the angelic tones. Kevin Hagan, hour two. We'll talk Alabama with him, and then Brett Powers, hour number three. From Columbus, Georgia, this is D. Cravey. Says, Bill, coming in loud and clear today in Columbus, Georgia. What do you think of the ACC's new revenue models? Where they're going to reward schools that do well and make the playoffs over other schools? Yeah, it's for postseason. It's for the, and it's got to be where you're generating positive cash, right? It can't just be any tournament. But the NCAA tournament for basketball, and we're talking about the college football playoff, items like that. And what they agreed upon a couple of weeks ago at the ACC meetings down in lovely Amelia Island, SEC meeting in Sandestin, and due east of there, Amelia Island, gorgeous place too. And they agreed upon unequal distribution of money that's earned in tournaments or the playoff. I didn't know and kind of was skeptical that the league would agree to this, but I'm thinking that the commissioner of the ACC, Jim Phillips, probably had a come-to-Jesus moment with some of the others and said, you really have no choice. We don't want to even consider homelessness, but we don't need to be jerking around with something that's pretty obvious. Yeah, we need to do this. Now, is that an ultimate fix? No, it's not. But it is a move to pacify the moment and to kick the can down the road temporarily. No, the disparity between ACC money and SEC Big Ten money will not go away. And the dysfunction that that leads to and the polarization that that leads to will not go away. But the unequal distribution story has taken a Band-Aid. I'm not trying to criticize it. It's taken a Band-Aid and put it on a wound that's bigger than the Band-Aid, but it slowed the bleeding down some. Just for now. The bleeding will pick back up, but for now it's a stopgap tourniquet. Does that make sense, y'all? That's what we're talking about here, a stopgap tourniquet that eventually will start hemorrhaging more blood. I know, that's kind of gross, isn't it? Sorry, if you're trying to eat your breakfast burrito right now, I'm sorry about that. But I'm a very descriptive guy. Yeah, Ole Miss Evie checking in from New Orleans this morning says, Kevin in Muletown said, Bill, I stayed at the Monteleone before. Ask Ole Miss Evie if she's expecting the carousel bar. They literally have a bar that is a carousel. That's interesting. Wow. Now, at the Peabody down in Memphis is famous for those ducks coming down the – is it the escalator or the elevator or whatever it is? That's pretty cool. I'm from Tennessee. I've never been to the Peabody in Memphis. I've been a lot of places in Memphis. I've never been to the Peabody, but that – do they still do that? I'm wondering. I mean, that's been going on for many, many, many years. Yeah, the baseball gets started today. Actually, gets started this morning. Lake Norman Buckeye. Lake Norman in North Carolina. He's a big Buckeye fan. Went to Appy State. Says, Bill, are you believing all this smoke about Colorado being the first mover? Feel like it's been reported to be imminent for like a year. I buy that it's a legit threat. Yes. Do I know for sure it's a done deal? I don't think it is. I think it's very realistic. Again, the AD there, Rick George, is a guy I know. I've known for 30-something years. I first got to know him when he was at Vanderbilt as the recruiting coordinator, and he would let me go by and watch film on their computers. Now, this is early 90s, so think about that. Film on their computers. But you didn't have a lot of that back then. And that's how I got to know him. Formerly a defensive back at Illinois. Played, I think, for – who did he play for? In the early 80s. Was it Mike White? I think so. He was a DB, he's a cornerback, actually. But anyways, he's the current athletic director at Colorado. He's an outside-the-box thinker. And I know Deion's done some very bold things that has everybody going, whoa, Deion, You going to have a roster? I mean, Deion, I know you need to run some folks off because they're 1-11, but you still have to have enough left over to put a team out there, right, Deion? But anyways, I think it's a threat. I think it's a sign to further buttress the theory that the Pac-12 is not doing well in their media negotiations. So, yes, I buy the extraneous noise that this is a legit threat. Yes. Ole Miss Evie from New Orleans when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.